Most books are buggy software. They crash after one season, get patched by critics, and disappear. A classic does something different. It runs. It runs on hardware that didn't exist when it was written. Different languages, different centuries, different crises, and it still processes the experience correctly. Think of the Lindy effect. For non-perishable things like books, every additional year of survival implies a longer expected life ahead. A work that has lasted 2,000 years is statistically likely to last 2,000 more. That is not sentiment. That is a performance benchmark. And the question worth asking, Alina, is not why we still read these books. The question is, what architecture inside them refuses to become obsolete? Homer's Iliad is the clearest case. It survived as a distributed system of oral tradition for centuries before anyone wrote it down. Storytellers carried it across regions, across generations, across wars. The text was standardized into written form around the 8th century BCE, according to documented scholarship on Homer at World History Encyclopedia. But here is what matters. The core engine never broke. Achilles' rage, the cost of pride, the grief of Priam walking into an enemy camp to beg for his son's body. Those are not plot points. They are load-bearing structures. The language changed, the delivery changed, the architecture held. That is what scalability looks like in a product that has survived 3,000 years of cultural updates. Now consider Dante. The Divine Comedy was one of the first major works written in the vernacular Tuscan dialect rather than Latin. Britannica documents this clearly. That was a radical design decision. Latin was the gated system. Only the educated class had access. Dante essentially open-sourced complex theology to the common person. The Inferno functions as a high-performance moral user interface for the human conscience. It takes abstract questions, what do I owe others? What does punishment mean? What is justice? And renders them as a journey you can walk through. You don't need a theology degree. You need to recognize the people in those circles. The design principle is ruthless. Make the invisible visible. Make the abstract navigable. Make the moral stakes feel like geography. That is not flowery language. That is architecture. Shakespeare understood the same thing, and he pushed it further. His narrative structures are so portable that his plays have been translated into over 100 languages, including invented ones like Klingon and Esperanto, as documented by the Shakespeare Birthplace Trust. The key idea is this. Shakespeare's language is not the product. The language is the interface. The product is the human situation underneath, jealousy that destroys what it loves, ambition that hollows out the person who achieves it, loyalty tested past the point of reason. Those situations are the operating system. Every translator, every director, every adapter is just writing a new front end for the same core logic. The reason Shakespeare scales is the same reason any great platform scales. The underlying model is correct. The surface can be rebuilt endlessly. The takeaway is this, and it matters for how you engage with any of these works. A classic is not a monument. It is not preserved because it is old. It endures because it is efficient. It solves a problem, the problem of being human in a world that is confusing, morally ambiguous, and frequently brutal, with fewer wasted moves than almost anything written since. Dante gives you a map of conscience. Homer gives you a stress test for loyalty and pride. Shakespeare gives you a mirror that shows you the mechanism of your own worst decisions. When you reframe a masterpiece as an operating system, Alina, you stop reading it as homework and start reading it as a tool. The question shifts from what does this mean to what does this do? And what it does, reliably across centuries, is help you process experiences that would otherwise be too large, too painful, or too complex to hold alone. That is why these works endure, not because critics said so, because they work.